At Bible students of Metropolitan Detroit to welcome all of you to the fourth spring convention of our ecclesia. Recently, we received a program in our mailbox, and on it was printed 32nd Annual Convention. Now, we readily admit to you that we can't top that. But we're in the day of small beginnings, which our brethren here will never despise, whatever the vagaries of human-minded thought to the contrary may be. After all, we stepped out on faith some 4 years ago, and the Heavenly Father has provided for us a series of blessings. And oh, yes, some bumps, too, we must add that. But all of these have proved to be a rich experience to every one of us, for we're minded to be stronger, that much stronger, in the Lord, trusting in all of His providences. Since the beginning of this year, we've been hearing more and more concerning the bicentennial of our nation. 200 years of growth and advancement, increase of wealth and leisure, turmoil and progress, adversity and prosperity, the ups and downs of all of society's events, not only the social but the political, the financial, and the religious. And as we speak to our fellow men, it isn't difficult to glean the thought that they sense the idea that they, their leaders, and their heroes are in trouble, are in deep trouble. And they may ask, how did it happen? We frequently hear that, don't we? How did this happen? But they don't know why. They may seek the answer, but the answer is a pearl of great price. The truth which eludes the worldly wise. Well, the worldly wise would not be interested in our activities here today and tomorrow, for the world, by their wisdom, knows not God. These are the words of Paul to the 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, 21st verse. And we trust, therefore, that we may be enabled to draw a curtain on the world for the next 2 days or so, and turn our hearts within for the purpose of being drawn to the Lord and His Word, and with the prayer to Him that we may seek to know His will, and more than that, to do it. To have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, doing its work of perfection or completeness to the measure of the stature of a fullness of a man in Christ Jesus. Surely we have ascertained that it is one thing to have a knowledge of the truth, but still another thing to have its spirit, still another thing to have it dwell in our hearts, and still further to have it shed abroad in our hearts, fulfilling all of the avenues of our lives and thoughts and constituting the mainspring of our lives, your life, your spiritual life, and mine. It is our prayer that during this convention, the messages that you'll hear from this platform will inspire and motivate all of us to a deeper appreciation of the truth as presented to us by the wise and faithful servant, and that the spirit of the truth of God's Word may be more and more shed abroad in our hearts, as we seek to put away during the days of this convention all worldly thoughts, speculations, ambitions, purposes, and arrangements. May our hearts be filled with the prospect of our union with the Lord and the kingdom, and the things which He will be pleased to have us blessed with that are coming together here today will be for our mutual upbuilding in the most holy faith. Living as we are in the last of the last days, the prospect of the fullness of the kingdom is just before us, is it not? And the culmination of the fares of the harvest depends on the faithfulness of the last members of the Christ company. The Christ company, they're still on this side of the veil. And so may the Lord help us to be found faithful. Again, we bid you welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be assured of our attentiveness, the brethren here, to any of your needs, accommodations, transportation, special diets, or whatever it may be. Please see any of the elders or the deacons of the Associated Bible Students of Metropolitan Detroit if we can be of service. And now may the Lord bless us as we sit down to feast for these following days at the Lord's table.